were going to be done for another month, dude. I thought we were going to be on vacation, watching the NCAAs, watching baseball, meeting up with friends. What happened?
Well, I was watching baseball today, and I am currently watching the NCAAs. By the way, heels up by 21 at the under 4.
Mm-hmm.
So, all you haters can suck it. But this is because free agent frenzy be frenzying the season premiere, the early season premiere, season 17 of the BS Big Show here on 5&1. My name is Chico Alexander, along with my brother from a Brooklyn mother, Jason Block. We are the Bald Brothers of the 5&1 Network.
And of course, fresh off his sub-2-hour half marathon run in New York City, where I finally got to meet him in person after almost 20 years, VRM, how are you?
We have a sound guy that must be from New Jersey or something.
Yes, now that I no longer have to wake up at ass o'clock in the morning to get my runs done.
That's my job.
but yeah, it is like it has been a long last 3.5 months with just the training and this and the fact that I was able to get basically nine minute mile pace exactly for the entire 13 miles across through Prospect Park, across the Brooklyn Bridge, up the FDR, through Times Square, into Central Park. And of course my stupid GoPro died to get right off the Brooklyn Bridge because I set the wrong settings.
That would be something you check beforehand, my friend. And riding 4th Street is a South guy that must be from the north coast of Ohio or something. He is the incredibly gifted, the incredibly talented, the incredibly tall, Ian McClinn.
Yes, it is. Greetings from the north coast. Good evening, everyone. And what hasn't happened? Well, well, the Cavaliers are hot to trot, and they are looking to finish up the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. And what else is going on? Hey, the Jets are going to run away with the Norris Division, and they're actually leading the Campbell Conference as well. And the Wild are in the thick of it. And I never thought I'd say this, but the Blue Jackets are flirting with a wild card in the Prince of Wales Conference.
Yeah, that they're fighting with us, basically, over.
Basically, fighting with a couple of New York teams. The Devils have a better chance to get in. And, oh, yeah, also the Guardians are going to be starting in 9 days. But let's not forget there's a lot going on in free agency with the Cleveland Browns and the Paul Allen's Minnesota Vikings and 30 other teams. They've been pretty busy on the hot stove so far.
But before we got to that hot stove, we had a bit of an issue. Because right as we were getting into the periods where all the signings were happening, all the rumors started flying, Xavier Worthy got into a fight at home.
Yeah, but you know what? He wasn't charged with anything.
Boo.
He wasn't. You know that.
Yeah. I'm just shaking my head right now. That's all I'm doing now.
Unfortunately, there is a cultural thing that this happens, and it's sad. And no one wants to see it, even if it was a domestic incident. You know, no matter how good Xavier Worthy is. But we move on from that. So, VRM, take us back to last Monday and what's called legal tampering. I love this.
Yeah, well, we actually have to go back a little bit further than that because we've got a whole bunch of contracts that came out before the legal tampering period, and we'll go over that in a second because it starts, get those money trucks ready because it starts with...
Here comes the money!
Here we go.
Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money, money, money,
yeah,
money.
It starts with Saquon. You win a ring, you get money. 2 years, $41.2 million. That is dirt cheap.
Can I tell you something? That's underpaid. And I mean, and I'm not saying that because, I mean, he was the contributing factor to the Eagles winning. Okay? He was. I mean, look, Jalen had a good game, and the Eagles defense had a monster game. That was it. What more can you say? What's next?
Yeah. So following on quickly from Saquon getting signed, Davante Adams got cut. Because we should mention this first, because even before that happened, Karen Rogers was designated as a post June 1st cut by the Jets.
Now that's what they were. That didn't happen.
Well, I think it's still happening. I think it's just a money saving move. It's a way of fiddling with the cap issues, but we digress. So following that, we come to Tag Day, where players can receive the franchise tag so that the teams can either lock them in for a 1 year special deal or they can start renegotiating. There wasn't much news on the franchise tag front.
T. Higgins got tagged, but more on that list. No, the franchise tag week or so was underwhelming.
Yeah. Really. Yeah. The surprising thing is who didn't get tagged, namely Sam Darnold.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And
the business. We call this foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple minor signings. Tyler Lockett getting cut. DK Metcalf requesting a trade. Max Crosby truck.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money.
Yeah. Max Crosby, 3 year, $106.5 million extension, $91.5 million of that guaranteed money.
Oh, that is a lot of bags.
Mm-hmm. Joey Bosa getting cut by the Chargers. Roper Cleveland.
Oh boy.
Fun decision.
There we go.
Kind of a smart decision in this case, restructuring him so it spreads out his cap hit and gives him a little more money to work with,
By the way, did you see how much he spent on his fiance's engagement ring?
He must have done something really terrible.
$2.5 million.
Whoa, 2.5.
Hold on. I want you to see this rock. Hold on. Deshaun Watson engagement ring. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
he did something wrong. He did something terrible.
Why? Because he spent 2.5. So he pulled the Kobe, basically?
Right.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
So didn't Kobe buy her, like, a fur, a ring, and a roll? Something like that?
Yes.
Yes,
he did.
And by the way, not speaking ill of the dead, but Kobe was not a perfect human being. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we keep going. Jaguars making moves. Christian Kirk gets dealt to the Texans. Evan Ingram gets axed by the Jags. Jonathan Allen was released by the Commanders. Buccaneers sign Lavonte David for 1 year, $10 million, his 14th year. Geno was traded back to the Raiders.
Right.
The Raiders! Then we have all that. Everybody earned 6.25 up to 9 with incentives for a year. And then...
Where?
Commanders.
Okay, oh, so he re-signed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And,
Cobra! Attack!
And then Ian selling out for money.
Selling out for money. Who could that possibly be?
Well, there's a reason why I'm going over to you for this one.
Well,
because it's someone who wanted, who said he wanted a trade, and then he sold out for for $40 million a year.
He snuffed out the trade so he could take a 4-year extension. I, of course, am referring to Myles Garrett. Yeah, here comes the money. Play it again.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Let this be a lesson, folks. When somebody says that they want to trade, don't believe them.
Yes.
No, no, no,
how
about? No. Go ahead.
1-2-3 mil, $123 million guaranteed, and average per year's salary of $40 million, and for the next six years. It also includes a no trade clause. So.
Well, you see, here's what this is, and VRM, you'll love this, and Ian, you'll love this too. I don't want to be here. Money, 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 money. I don't want to be here. Because he was testing the market. And did people want him? Yeah, they did. So Cleveland said, okay, we'll pay you. It's very simple. It's not don't believe you. It's not that. You know?
Yeah. And of course, 5 seconds later, Von Miller was cut by the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Jones, he re-upped 2 years with the Vikings, 2 years, 20.
Oh yeah.
And then, Cooper Kupp was basically gotten ready to being shown door because, the Rams, who, have some work to do with the wide receiver area, they signed Davante Adams. 2-year deal.
That's a good, by the way, that's going to be a really good fit for him and Stafford. Yeah.
And back that money truck up one more time.
Here comes money. The money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Oh, because we have a new quarterback, Mark.
Yes, we do. And it's in the AFC East, I believe. It is Josh Allen, 6 years, 330, 250 of that guaranteed. Damn. But you know what? He deserves that. He absolutely freaking deserves that. He is a franchise quarterback and keeps the Bills relevant every fucking year. And he's the reigning MVP. I mean, put it to you this way. He is on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks right now. Mahomes, Allen, Jackson. And then you can put a fourth of whoever you choose. Right?
Probably Hurts as much as we don't want to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't. I can't.
Mm-hmm. And then one last thing before the real fun starts, DK Metcalf got traded to the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which brings us to March 10th.
Okay.
March 10th is the first, it's the Monday before the league year officially starts. And at noon on that Monday is the start of what's called the legal tampering period. Now, what does that mean? Well, that's the point where the free agents on different teams are now open to negotiation. So in other words, if you have a UFA or an RFA, and the RFA is being talked to by the specific teams, they can now actually discuss and announce deals, but they just can't sign them until 4 o'clock on the Wednesday when the league year officially starts and all the free agency is officially open. So what are some of the stuff that we got, the big ones that we got out of this? Well, it came out of the gate storming with some defensive players. Patriots get
the Patriots spent $200 million in one day.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah,
they signed, what was it? Harold Landry, Milton Williams, Carlton Davis, Marcus Epps, Robert Spillane. These are all defensive players. Oh, Clavion Charleston, Harold Landry, Milton Williams was the big one. Milton Williams was the big one. 4-year, 104, 51 guaranteed at signing, including a $24 million signing bonus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got the Chargers re-signing Khalil Mack. The Bucs with a bunch of re-signings. They re-sign Ben Breedson, 3 years, 22. They re-signed Chris Godwin, good idea, for 3 years, $66 million.
What about is Mike Evans retiring, or is he still under contract?
I think he's still under contract. Didn't he just sign an extension last year?
He's still under contract. Yeah.
Let's check SpotTrack.
Yeah. Well, that was your good idea, VRM. Your bad idea, signing Hassan Reddick for a year and $14 million.
Welcome to Dumb Decisions.
Yeah, he's got a. Why is this contract voided? Well, he's making $21 million. And he's an unrestricted free agent next year, and he's only 33 years old. But his last 3 years of his contract are voided. I don't know why. Oh, until the final day of the 2025 year league, and then the 2 years get into effect. Okay.
Right. So it's sort of a procedural thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Titans signed Dan Moore, offensive tackle, 4 years, 82, 50 guaranteed. Giants go for cornerback Paulson Adebo. And then here was one of the first real shots. 3 years, 110, Sam Darnold replaces Geno Smith.
Wow.
Yipes.
Man.
Thoughts, Ian?
Well, Sam Darnold really showed his potential in Minnesota, but basically he was buoyed by having a strong arsenal of weapons in Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and TJ Hockenson. And we'll see if he has the same type of success in Seattle.
He's got JSN at least, but not much else.
And MVS and, Cooper Kupp.
And Cooper Kupp.
We're skipping ahead on the Cooper Kupp bet.
Sorry. I think the Vikings are like, we can get away with what's his face, JJ McCarthy, I believe his name is.
Yeah.
JJ McCarthy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Jets quarterbacks, new Jets quarterback, Justin Fields, 2 years, $40 million.
Which means he is reuniting with his Ohio State teammate Garrett Wilson.
And oh my gosh, he's like, your line was already bad news, Houston. Why did you start trading everybody away? Laramie Tunsil traded to the Commanders. So Josh Sweat, who just made a lot of money for many people with by saying that he was going to do something, he got a ring. And he went to the Cardinals, 4 years, $76 million. Ian, Why? Kenny Pickett.
Oh my God, they're going to kill Kenny.
You bastards! the Browns traded Dorian Thompson-Robinson and a 2025 fifth round pick to the champion Eagles in exchange for Kenny Pickett. Well, Kenny Pickett is a pretty good for backup and mop up duties. And who's going to be the starting quarterback for the Browns? Remains unknown. It's unknown if they're going to go to the draft and maybe drafting Shadur or something or somebody like that, or who knows. But I just hope that neither the Browns nor the Vikings sign Karen Rodgers. I hope neither of them sign.
Well, now we've come back to the Cooper Kupp situation where he was officially cut. The Cowboys did something. They signed Javonte Williams to a 1-year, $3 million deal. The Saints re-up Chase Young, 3 years, 51, possibly up to 57. And the 49ers.
Yep.
Who didn't the 49ers cut, basically, or get rid of?
There's one guy they're going to pay eventually, and it's this guy's name.
Brock Purdy!
Yeah, they're going to rebuild around him. That's it.
Yeah, because they cut Juszczyk, which that's kind of a big deal, them cutting Juszczyk.
From Cloverleaf.
Najee Harris went from Pittsburgh over to to the Chargers. Jonathan Allen up to the Vikings, 3 years, $60 million.
Yes, indeed. Probably the missing piece that the Vikings need for their defense. Not that it isn't bad already. In fact, it was much improved last season. This past season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Philly with a trade with Houston for another Houston offensive lineman. C.J. Gardner-Johnson and a 2026 sixth rounder for Kenyon Green and a 2026 fifth rounder.
And then there's the Giants' favorite mistake, Daniel Jones. He gets sent to the Colts,
where he's going to be in a straight-up QB battle against Anthony Richardson.
Well, I thought he was going to play backup to Anthony Richardson when and if Anthony Richardson inevitably breaks something.
Game three.
Yeah. Juwan Johnson re-signs with New Orleans for 3 years. Puka is not cut, but he's returning to his college number, so Devontae can have number 17. Jacoby Brissett goes to Arizona. DeAndre Hopkins.
D-Hop.
He's gonna D-hop with Lamar, because the Baltimore is paying him for 1 year.
The Rams are going to pay DeMarcus Robinson.
No, the Rams are not paying DeMarcus Robinson.
No, they're not gonna pay.
The 49ers are paying DeMarcus Robinson.
See, they're building a team around Brock Purdy. That's a pretty decent weapon there.
Joey Bosa goes to Buffalo for 1 year, $12 million. DeMar Hamlin, good news for him. He's re-upped for a year with Buffalo.
Take it year by year for him.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Yep. Then we got news that both Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones have restructured their contracts. Which freed up
because they need help.
Yeah, because that freed up $49 million worth of cap space.
Damn! Boy, they're backloading the contract to the end, aren't they?
They're thinking team player. They're looking for people that they can actually play and people they can actually pay.
Yeah, Kenneth Gainwell gets a ring, goes over to Pittsburgh. MVS, we already said, to Seattle. And then the league year opened at 4 o'clock on Wednesday. And things really started getting going. Evan Engram went to Denver. Rico Dowdle.
Hi.
All in. Point and laugh at Dallas.
Oh, wait. I have a new button. I've got a new button for that.
It was at this moment that he knew. He fucked up.
As if Jerry Jones will ever realize that he's fucked up.
No. Never.
Yeah. Cam
Rico Dattle's going to be catching Bryce Young's passes.
Cam Jordan re-ups with the Saints. Mac Jones goes to San Francisco. Mason Rudolph becomes the basically backup for Steelers, even though we still have no idea who Steelers' starter is going to be.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. I will never think of Mason Rudolph without thinking of him being the unfortunate victim of Myles Garrett at his absolute worst.
Yeah. These are facts. These are where the facts are.
Yeah. The facts of life, indeed.
Mostert to Vegas, Madison to Miami. Now, Cooper Kupp goes to the Seahawks. We find out that Atlanta is making the switcheroo at quarterback. Michael Penix will be the starter.
Right, because they re-signed Kirk Cousins or they franchise tag him.
I believe they re-signed him, but
I thought he was on a massive deal already from last year. They paid him a stupid amount last year for multi-year. Derek Stingley gets a 3-year, $90 million extension with the Texans, 89 guaranteed. That's basically all the big ones.
Not yet, there isn't, because this morning, while you were sleeping, Cincinnati.
Oh, was... right.
Yeah. They finally did something smart.
They did something smart. Now watch them screw it up. I don't know what they're going to do, but I do know that T. Higgins and Jamar Chase are both signed.
And making a combined $69 million this year.
Nice,
but you know what? That's what they needed to do. Because if they did, now the only thing they need to do is get an offensive line that can actually protect Joe Burrow. And then you could put the Bengals in the mix of the top maybe 6-7 teams in the AFC.
At least offense wise, their defense is atrocious.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking like, you know,
except for Trey Hendrickson, of course.
Right, of course.
Bills, Wrangles.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's cool. I will say this, VRM, not happy with what the Giants and the Jets did. They sucked. They terribly sucked. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, well, there's one thing that, it's bad, but for the Giants, it can get worse. Because there's one name that we have failed to mention so far, and I'm kind of glad about that, except for the fact of where he's being rumored to be going.
Karen Rodgers. You know, I'm trying to do the Chelsea Green.
Yeah.
Because yes, he was, you know, he was supposed to be dropped over the summer. Hey, guess what? Go fuck yourself. No.
Right. Okay. So we're hearing the three teams that we have heard are the Vikings, Horn.
Just complete the Brett Favre cycle there.
Right.
But why do you even ponder passing?
Yeah, right. Steelers and the New York Giants.
No, 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 no!
Right! We don't fucking want that washed out fuck, okay?
Of all the worst things that could happen, this is me!
Right.
Trade up and get Cam Ward. That's Thank all we you. Ask for. Trade up and get Cam Ward.
I mean, the Giants are what? Fourth? What's the draft order?
I've got the draft order right. No, that's wrong. I got the draft order. The Giants are
third. Yeah, behind Tennessee and Cleveland.
And okay. if they were to go chalk on the draft order, then that would leave the Giants with pick number three. And Scatabo, what?
Well, no, well, here's the interesting thing, because I read this on one of the things. There is no, like, traded pick this year. Every team owns their pick for, like, the first time since the modern draft.
In other words, this is the first time that we've had a situation where no one has already dealt out a first round to someone else.
That's correct. Yep, that's right. But right now we're a month away from the draft, okay? And the Giants need a quarterback badly. Okay.
Yeah, by the way, I messed up there. I was looking at running backs only. I've got the mock draft 3.0 from NFL.com, and if the wind stands fair, the Giants plan on picking some guy named Shador. I don't know.
Shador Sanders? He's a quarterback, yes?
Yes. That's according to NFL.com's mock draft 3.0.
And the Titans are going to pick Cam Ward, right?
Correct, and the Browns are going to go with Abdul Carter.
Abdul Carter, yeah.
Defensive guy or offensive line?
Defensive guy, a linebacker, something. The Browns basically, even with Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward, this past season the Browns defense was a mere shell of the previous season, and Abdul Carter could probably be what the Browns need to get the defense back to 2023 levels.
Yep. Ian's Browns and my Panthers are basically in the same boat. I don't know if you remember that line from draft day, but I'm thinking to myself, somewhere in both of our draft war rooms, there's going to be defensive help no matter what.
Yeah. One team we neglected to mention, probably because they didn't have any like really amazing stuff that happened, but one team that really improved with the free agency and trade so far, Bears.
Yeah, they did, which is scary. So if we go to Da Bears, they signed Alameda Zacchaeus, Durham Smith, Jonah Jackson. They traded for Joe Thuney, Drew Thalman. Grady Jarrett, a lot of defensive help.
Yep. A 3-year contract for Deo Odeyingbo with $32 million fully guaranteed.
Yeah, well, the big part of that is that interior offensive line.
Yes. Because if Caleb can get an offensive line, Bears could be relevant. I didn't say playoff worthy. I said relevant. Okay.
Significant.
Yes. Because the question now, here's some interesting things that happened, because I've been watching a lot of NFL coverage. Did you realize that the Eagles have lost 12 players as free agents this 12 since they won the championship. Yeah. I will get that. Eagles.
We already mentioned a couple. CJ Gardner-Johnson, Kenneth Gainwell, Kenny Pickett, as much as that. They also, Darius Slay went across the state to Pittsburgh.
Right. They're, according to NBC Sports Philadelphia, this was 68 days ago. Okay. They put it to you this way. They lost Josh Sweat, Mill Williams, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Darius Slay, Idea Rogers, and Oren Burks. And someone retired, didn't they? This yesterday, the Eagles player.
I think so. Yeah, Brandon Graham.
Right. So he retired. Now, there are certain questions that every team has. Like, I could give them to you, right? Like, just off the top of my head, right? Let's go to the AFC East. Can the Bills get back to the championship game again this year? Possible, right? Okay. The Dolphins, you know, is
possibly.
That possibly? Under the New England Patriots, is the rebuilding year, you know, going to be enough, right? And the Jets are they going to get to 500? Pretty much. They're not going to be relevant this year. They'll have a few more wins. Relevant? No. Baltimore Ravens, can they get over the hump? Can Lamar Jackson win the big one? And the team, of course. You know? Ian, hand the fucking ball on to Derrick Henry. Good grief. If you would have done that, they may have won the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Like- Yeah, like Paul Allen said, why ponder passing?
Right. And Cincinnati, again, is the signing enough? And then, of course, Cleveland. What are your questions about the Cleveland Browns?
Well, will the defense get back to 2023 levels? And what about the quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chico has frequently mentioned that the team success is by four factors: owner, GM, coach, quarterback. Owner, GM, coach, quarterback. Owner, GM, coach,
all on the same,
quarterback.
All
well,
the
we
same page.
Are living
all
in the age of the thing, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, and the Browns.
And of course, the Steelers will. You know, God, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Browns need a solid quarterback, and obviously Watson. Sean Weinstein hasn't been the answer, and he's not going to be playing this year. So basically, damaged goods. So they haven't come up with somebody they. There's got to be a diamond in the rough out there somewhere for the Browns to acquire.
Yeah, but based on those moves, it's not like they're in a rush to actually go looking for the diamond in the rough. I mean,
and you were saying?
Really? Really? I mean, you know all the baggage that Deshaun Diddy Combs has with the team. And has with the city of Cleveland. And yet, you're standing by him.
Yeah, well, and you know how Kevin Stefanski, what he does to quarterbacks. Yes, look what he did to Baker. That's how the Browns got in this pickle in the first place, because Stefanski didn't know what the fuck he was doing when he kept pushing Baker when he was clearly showing signs of pain. Man.
So, of course, the Steelers, will they get over the hump with all their signings? You know?
Gotta figure out who's going to start at quarterback first.
All right, Mason Rudolph or Russ? Then,
yes,
of course,
pretty much the same thing on both ends of the turnpikes.
No. We know that Jalen Hurts is going to start.
I meant turnpikes, Ohio and Pennsylvania.
Ah, very good, very good. So, then, of course, Houston. Again, will we have the third year, you know, are the Houston Texans for real, or was it a one-year fluke? Indianapolis Colts, it's Jones versus Richardson. Jacksonville Jaguars, oh, boy. 10, Trevor Lawrence actually showed to be a good quarterback. And, of course, the Tennessee Titans, they need help, lots of help. Of course, the Denver Broncos, again, will they grow next year, right, with all their signing? Kansas City Chiefs, can they get back to the big game again? I'm going to predict something right here, right now, okay? The Kansas City Chiefs will not be the AFC champions next year. I see it to either be Buffalo or Baltimore. Do you guys agree with that? I just don't see it. I don't. I mean, they can go. Anybody?
Well, that's the beauty of this sort of time of the year in the NFL, is that all of the moves leading up from free agency to draft day, it creates parity. And all of a sudden it's like, F parity, prove it on the field. And the thing of it is, the Chiefs are not going to be on the top of the NFL totem forever. So, you know, the Eagles proved as much back in February.
Mm-hmm. And then we have the Raiders. I think the Raiders have improved a lot. The Chargers, they signed Najee Harris. They signed Khalil Mack. The Chargers again, I don't know. They're, you know, always a year away. You know what I'm saying? They're a year away from being a year away. You know what I mean?
Huh?
And then, of course, Dallas. Laughter, please. I mean, I don't see Dallas winning 7 games next year. I don't. Do you?
You're kidding, right? Oh, you're serious? Well, that means let me laugh harder.
I don't see the Giants winning more than 5, if that. The Eagles, they're one of the top teams. They are the, VRM? The reigning.
Defending. Undisputed. Super Bowl champions.
Right.
So, yeah, there you go.
I mean, and then, of course, are the Commanders still the sexy pick? Because they got Deebo Samuel. I believe the Commanders are going to the Super Bowl next year. I think they're that good.
I don't know. I said, remember, owner, general manager, coach, quarterback. All must be in harmony. They have not been in harmony for quite a while, good sir.
Oh, they were in harmony last year. Shut up. Okay. We talked about the Bears. The Lions are going to be interesting because is there going to be a Dan Campbell hangover? Thoughts on that one?
More importantly, is there going to be a coordinator hangover?
Right. Packers, they didn't do much, but did they have to do much? Not really.
They did. No. By the way, late news there. They did just sign Mecole Hardman.
Right.
But the Vikings, it looks like they pretty much they pretty much went all in on shoring up the front line with Aaron Jones and Jordan Mason, and then you have all of your defensive tackles and your corners and your safeties. It's like I said earlier. Remember what I said? Shore up the defense, no matter what.
Oh yeah, they also re-signed Harry the Hitman, Harrison Smith, returning for his 14th season to a one-year deal, $14 million, base salary of $10.25 million, according to Tom Pelissero. And we'll see how the Vikings do. I don't see them winning 14 games next season. I see them winning fewer than 14, but hopefully they did enough to remain relevant and for Paul Allen to work an extra game after week 18.
So what do you think, Chico, are your questions for the Panthers?
I feel like all of my questions are they're concentrating on the defense. They re-signed Brady Christensen, Austin Corbett, Patrick Jones, Tershawn Wharton, Bobby Brown, Christian the Exploding Flower, Roseboom, Mike Jackson, Trevin Moring, Sam Martin, and this is the big one. I believe this is going to tell the tale on what the Panthers intend to do with their defense. They're going to structure it around J.C. Horn, who re-upped 4 years, $100 million, $70 million guaranteed. So they're going to build the defense around him. The question I have is, who's Bryce Young going to throw it to? Because I don't see where anybody made any big wide receiver moves or tight end moves. I know they re-signed Adam Thielen, and they re-signed Tommy Tremble. They re-signed David Moore. They got Rico Dowdle from Dallas. Aside from that, what are they going to do? Because as it is, 5-12 wasn't him. Let's be honest. They went 5-12 last year, if I'm not mistaken. That's an improvement. They can only go up from here, right? I mean, I will, I think six wins is reasonable with this Panthers team.
And then, of course, we have the Saints, which is they signed Cam Jordan, they signed Chase Young. I don't like the Saints' chances either. Really?
Well, they're in a crap division, so think about it.
And I think you may have overlooked one team.
Oh, Donald!
Huh?
That's Falcons?
The Falconer.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Daryl Hodge gets re-signed on 2 years. Catavius Street re-signs. Morgan Fox, Divine Diablo, Mike Hughes, and Liam McCullough. 4 years for Liam McCullough. So, there you go.
And then we talked about the Panthers. The Bucs, as we talked about, Kyle Trask is the backup for Baker. We talked about Godwin.
Shepard.
Then, of course, sorry?
Sterling Shepard.
Yep. And then over in the NFC West, the Cardinals signed Jacoby Brissett to back up Kyler Murray, yep. They signed Zay Jones. They signed Josh Sweat.
Signed Dalvin Tomlinson.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Jimmy G is going to back up Matthew Stafford, who restructured his contract. Okay. Oh, and by the way, what do you think of him restructuring his deal and staying in L.A.? I think he couldn't get a better offer, really.
Yeah, well, if you can't get a better offer, you go with plan B, which is restructure in the hope that they built a team around you.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense, right?
Yep.
And then you have Davante Adams traveling from the Raiders. Tutu Atwell resigns. And, yeah, not much else there.
For the 49ers, we mentioned Kyle Juszczyk was released, but the Cloverleaf Colt did re-sign on a 2-year, $8 million deal.
Yep.
Yes. And they signed Mac Jones as a backup. Wow. Boy, are the Niners in trouble.
Oh, boy. And then for the Seahawks, we talked about Sam Darnold, Cooper Kupp, MBS. Didn't talk about DeMarcus Lawrence, 3 years, $42 million, with 18 guaranteed.
So, who do you think did the best job?
You want to, if I'm being completely honest, I think Cincinnati did the best job so far by securing their weapons and shoring up their defense. But again, it's a long way from now to draft day, so let's see what else they do.
And we'll also see what the other teams will do.
How about you, Jay?
To me, I think the team that really, I'm trying to see, that really did a good job. Just trying to think, because, I mean, I think the Raiders did a very good job. And I also think the Seahawks did a very good job. VRM, who do you like what they did so far?
Like I said, I do like the Bears, mostly because of that shoring up the internal line bit. And I'm just looking at the Commanders. Oh my gosh, between the Commanders and the Patriots, it's like the amount of signings. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
And Ian?
Well, you pretty much said it between those teams and between the two teams that I follow. I think the Vikings have done better than the Browns, shoring up their defense, re-upping with Byron Murphy and Harrison Smith, and signing Javon Hargrave and Jonathan Allen to keep their defense relevant. Well, the Browns, at least they were able to re-sign Myles Garrett, and but we don't know what's going to happen from here. We still got a whole off season to go over, including the draft, to see where they go from here.
Yep. But before we call it a night, we've got to bring up something that happened over the last 24 hours. Not many Eagles players have the two rings. Brandon Graham has both. And after 15 seasons, he's going to take his two rings and go home. He announced, "I gave it everything I had. I have no regrets." This was in a press conference. That's pretty much all he said. "I gave it everything I had. I have no regrets." He goes out with his final game being a Super Bowl win, two Super Bowl champions, joining Lane Johnson, Rick Lovato, and Jake Elliott as the only players to win two Super Bowl championships with the Eagles franchise. Jeffrey Lurie has this to say in a statement. "Without question, Brandon Graham is the embodiment of everything you would want in a Philadelphia Eagle. He's a special player and person. It's only fitting that he's played in more games than anyone else in the history of this franchise. The positive energy he brought every day was infectious. Whether it was a practice, a game, or just walking around the building, anyone who has had the pleasure of interacting with him would tell you it's impossible to have a bad day after being in his presence. Make no mistake, he was a tough, physical player who who played an integral role in the success we have over the years. Although Brandon is officially retiring as a player, we know that his impact on our team will continue to be felt for many years to come. Whether it's through culture he helped build, whether it's through the culture he helped us build or his future endeavors, on behalf of the Philadelphia Eagles, we congratulate Brandon on an incredible career, and we wish him and his family all the best in retirement.
Well, I'm wishing the best of luck and congratulations.
And yeah. Hey, the guy strip sacked Tom Brady. You can't jive him for that. So there you go.
Yeah, but we need to sell some soap, and we have to actually thank Carl, our good friend Carl Schneer, our chief high muckety muck. He's been redoing a bunch of stuff right now. For the website, he has rejiggered about 10 years worth of the NAWC on the website. What was the years that he said they were?
2007 to 2015.
Crazy stuff, you know. But yes, thank you, Carl, for all that work that you have done for us. And of course, speaking of the NAWC, we were off last week due to circumstances beyond our control. But man, the road to WrestleMania is getting hot, VRM. Hot. New York last week showed out for Raw and for Roadblock. And now Europe has been showing out for Raw. And John Cena. But the question, John Cena's first promo since kicking Cody Rhodes in the ding ding, was it effective? Maybe. Was it good enough? Not sure. You will have your thoughts, hopefully, VRM, this weekend and other stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
It was like, it felt like, is Cena leaning into the delusional heel bit a little bit?
A little bit, yes. He's the delusional heel, and I love what he said about, I'll just, a little preview, love what he said about, you know, I'm not going to give you new music because you want it. I'm going to stay the way I am. Love that very much. SmackDown will be from Italy, and next week, another live early broadcast from Glasgow, Scotland, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Netflix.
Oh, I already see Drew and Damian being fight.
Yes. Ian, are you doing anything?
Well, no? I haven't published any pigskin posts in the off season so far, but I will intermittently publish some pigskin posts as the off season progresses. I'll be posting them. I plan to post at least one before the draft. Then after the draft, I'll be posting the recap of how the draft went. And I'll also have the schedule at some point. Well, keep an eye out on my Facebook page and the BS group for when I do my intermittent pigskin posts. I'll also be going over the hot stove for coaching the Help Wanted, that's what it's called, for the NFL, for college, and for high school football as far as the west side of Cleveland is concerned. And whenever I don't really post too much other content except for travel logs, like I did when I visited Disney this past January and February. So there's really not much left here except I'll be back sometime in the off season. Not sure when that's going to be, but it'll be sometime. Don't worry about it.
So, yes, very quickly, because my headphones are about to die. Chico, this week on WLTI, we're going to talk Amazing Race, Survivor, Jeopardy, and the Inside Jeopardy.
Drag Race. We're going to talk about Drag Race. We're going to talk about
Inside Jeopardy, by the way, is almost sold out. No Celebrity Jeopardy till April. Do we have a game this week coming? Do we know?
Not yet, but I know next week I'm going to coax Gordon into singing One Shining Moment because we have March Madness. March Madness coming up.
Whoa, in 2 weeks? Oh my God, that's right. Wow. Yeah. The worst of the season. You have to bring the list.
I will put it together on Thursday when I am going to be listening to the latest edition of It Was a Thing on TV. We didn't have an episode on Monday because, let's be honest, Skype is a dying medium and it sucks. So the episode that we were going to release on Monday is going to be released.
God.
So yeah, that's good. That's a thing that's going to happen. But in the meantime, you can catch all of the episodes we do have managed to release on itwasathingontv.com.
And we should be back if all works, unless there's a major piece of news before the draft. We will be back around draft night. I believe that it will be in late April. Yes.
We'll see if Cam Ward goes off the board first, or will the Tennessee Titans do something else? We shall see. But until then, for VRM, for Ian McClendon, for Jason Block, for everybody at 5-1, my name is Chico Alexander. Our time is up, and we thank you for yours. Enjoy the basketball!
Yeah!